Big news. Tubi just became the first streaming service to launch a native app inside ChatGPT. It's more than a gimmick. It signals a potential shift in how people find what to watch.
Right, a chatbot can recommend a title, but a native app inside an assistant changes the path from intent to action. You can start a convo and, in theory, move straight into Tubi's catalog without leaving the chat.
That's the bet Tubi is making. The next competitive layer might not be your homepage or recommendation engine, but where users actually start looking. If assistants become the default discovery place, winners will be services easiest for the assistant to call.
That's why this feels like a platform shift, not just a feature demo. AI assistants are becoming an interface layer above apps and sites, and if discovery migrates there, traditional home pages lose some value.
Streaming makes sense as a proving ground because discovery is the hard part. People usually arrive with intent, not a specific title. A conversational interface can filter a catalog and narrow choices before you ever open the streamer's app.
But building an assistant native app isn't trivial. The integration has to handle authentication and account continuity, accurate content retrieval, deep linking and handoff, response orchestration, and latency control so conversations don't stall.
Exactly. This points to a new product design class. Services that work when the entry point is text, not a homepage button, and that preserve user trust when the assistant intermediates the experience.
For rivals, that raises a strategic question. Treat ChatGPT as an experiment or as an emerging surface to integrate now. Wait too long, and an early mover could shape user habits and discovery norms.
And for OpenAI, opening ChatGPT to native apps improves usefulness, but creates a platform problem. Once third parties are callable inside the interface, the assistant starts to shape which services get discovered and how often.
Bottom line, Tubi is a test case showing AI assistants could become real distribution rails. If that happens, every developer and platform owner will have to decide whether they build for the chat window or risk being filtered by it.